There's a message in every page for us. There's nothing which doesn't fit into place. It's like every piece of the puzzle fits in perfectly. And so here is something that we must really ask God to make clear to us. Lord, I want to know clearly what it means to be united with Christ. It's one of the great themes of the Apostle Paul. You know, when Jesus was on earth, he never spoke about it. Never once did he tell people, he said, I'm going to die for your sins. That he made repeatedly said, I've come to earth to die for you, to die for you, die for you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. But never once did Jesus say, you are going to be in me when I die. Why didn't he say that? Didn't he know it? Of course he knew it. You see the reason in John's Gospel. In John's Gospel in chapter 16, verse 12, is a very precious passage of Scripture. If you meditate not on seriously, John chapter 16, verses 12 to 15, one of the main purposes of the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is not speaking in tongues primarily. That's secondary. I have many more things to say to you. But let me paraphrase it. You cannot understand them now. It's like trying to teach college mathematics to a kindergarten student. What can he understand? And you tell that kindergarten student, do you know there's a lot more in mathematics than 2 plus 2 is 4 and 3 plus 3 is 6? But you're in the kindergarten, my 5-year-old boy. You can't understand it now. But if you're wholehearted and you progress, you will understand it one day. That's what he was saying. I have many things to say to you. But you cannot understand now. But it won't be like this forever. When the Spirit of Truth, when the Holy Spirit has come and comes inside you. See, right now the Holy Spirit is outside. Throughout the Old Covenant, the Holy Spirit was outside. But when he comes inside you, he will guide you inwardly into all the truth. The entire truth, 100%, the full circle. Now you see only a small segment of it. You know, you draw a circle and there's a small segment of that circle painted. That's forgiveness of sins. And Jesus says, that's all I can tell you. There's a whole lot more in that circle, which you cannot, even if I tell you, you won't understand it. It's like, as I said, teaching PhD mathematics to a 5-year-old kid in the kindergarten. It's all correct, but what does he understand? So Jesus could have explained it. Everything that you read in Romans 6 and Colossians 3, he could have said it. They wouldn't have understood a word of it. You cannot understand it now, but when he comes, he will guide you into all the truth. And what is he going to do? See in verse 14. He will take, in the middle of that verse, he will take of the things of mine and reveal it to you. Inward things. You don't need the Holy Spirit to understand the outward things that Jesus did. He healed the sick. You can be an atheist and read the Bible and know that. You can be an atheist and know that he walked on the water, he healed the sick and he raised the dead and multiplied the loaves and every earthly miracle. You can be an atheist and understand it. But there are certain things which he says you cannot understand till the Holy Spirit comes inside you. Those are not these outward things. The inward things. And I've come to see this through in these past years that Christians who are concerned about their external testimony only. In other words, we are only concerned about, am I making a good impression on other people in my church with my Christianity? Do I have a good testimony before others as a Christian? Do people think I'm a good Christian? Their Christian life is concentrated on the external. They will only see the external Christ. That's right. He washed the feet. He was kind. He helped the poor. Yeah, they'll do all that. The external things. And most Christians see only the external Christ. The inner Christ, how he lived in with the values he had inside, that will be revealed to those Christians who are more interested in their inner walk with God than what other people think about them. And you need to ask yourself, are you more interested in your inner walk with God every day, or the impression you make on others in the church and what impression they have? That will determine whether you understand the inner things of Christ or you will only see the outer things. And even when you come to listen to a message, you will only hear the outer side of it, and you won't understand the inside of it because you're not interested in an internal walk with God. It all depends on how eager we are to be heavenly minded inside. God gives us according to our desire, according to the intensity of our desire. And then he goes on to say, all things that the Father are mine. Therefore I said, he repeated the thing again in verse 15, the Holy Spirit will take of mine and disclose it to you. Disclose means reveal. It's hidden. He will reveal it to you. And so when I read the epistles, and I read, I am crucified with Christ, Romans 6:6, in Christ, in baptism, I'm buried with Christ and raised again. That's Jesus speaking to me. It's not Paul. It's the Holy Spirit revealing the things that Jesus did not say in the Gospels because they couldn't understand him. He could have said all that. Everything written in the epistles, for example, the fact that in Jesus' earthly life he was tempted every day with every single temptation that we are tempted with. Why isn't that written in the Gospels? It's one of the most fantastic truths in the New Testament. Why isn't it written in the Gospels? He says, you cannot understand it. Because their whole life was occupied with the external. And the proof of that is that even after walking with Jesus for 3.5 years at the Last Supper, what are they discussing? They're discussing that, okay, now our leader is going to die. Who's going to be the next leader? Can you imagine that? Jesus says, I'm going to go to die, and they're not feeling sorry about that. They're discussing who's going to take over now the leadership of this group. All of them, they were discussing who's the greatest among them. Can you imagine walking with Jesus for 3.5 years and still arguing about whether you're greater than the other Christian? I don't despise them. If you were a disciple of Jesus, you would have been exactly like that. It's the Holy Spirit that has made the difference. Why, even today there are people who claim, who are Christians, who are still comparing themselves with others, always comparing, am I better than that person, and wanting to prove that they are better. The people who want to show that I can preach better than you, or I can sing better than you, or I can do things better than you, and who do something for the Lord and want honor for it. What is the difference between them and those disciples sitting at the Last Supper without the Holy Spirit? Exactly the same. But when the Holy Spirit fills us, it becomes very, very different. You know, like we sang in that song, Heaven Came Down. I believe that's what happened on the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit brought the Spirit of heaven down into the hearts of those apostles, that they would not be fighting with each other to see who's going to be the leader. They were glad to let the other person be the leader. They had the Spirit of Christ within them. And that's why the most important message in the New Testament is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's why this one doctrine of the Holy Spirit is the one which Satan has brought maximum confusion in Christendom. There's no doctrine that has brought more confusion in people's minds. They're going after all types of gimmicks, all types of strange things, and calling it the Holy Spirit. And everything's external. Whether it's speaking in tongues or rolling on the ground or yelling and kicking and screaming and all types of things, all external. Where do we hear of people saying that if you're filled with the Holy Spirit within, something is going to happen within? He will get rid of the anger within. He'll get rid of your jealousy within. He'll get rid of your love of money within. He'll get rid of wrong attitudes to people within. He'll get rid of that unforgiving attitude within. You won't have to struggle to forgive somebody. You do that because you don't allow the Holy Spirit to rule within you. You think people in heaven have any trouble struggling to forgive somebody? Not at all. And if I'm seated with Christ in the heavenly places, that's what happens.